Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry podcast, live on the YouTube, the Twitch, and the Twitter, I think. I'm sure you guys all saw the title, and everyone seems to think this is going to be some sort of April Fool's joke, because it says why I'm leaving YouTube, you know? I never thought that this could be a reality. You know, that I would ever stop creating content. But, you know, with this new kid, you know, Amelia and all, and like, you know, you got to make a lot of money, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just sad that, you know, I built up this entire, you know, man, I can't even talk right now. You know, I just cut out a little slice of you, that YouTube pie for myself. You know, I've been working so hard at it for a long time. And yeah, it's freaking hard, dude. You know, you guys know I'm not going to quit YouTube. But, you know, it's definitely just an April Fool's thing. Shout out to people in here, though. We got the Fook Doozle here. Oh, shit, it's because of the play school comment. What have I done, says Fook. You know, we got the Henry G in the house. We got MWK, let's do this Irish wake style. I don't know what that means. Knives are life, psych. Hi, you April Fools. That's from Ian Coates, right? We got the Matt Hoff with a wave there. Titanium Justin in the house as well. Yeah, no, there's no way I'm freaking gonna quit YouTube, guys. There's just no way. Oh, we got Pumpkin in here. What's up, yo? Bing bong. Fuck your life. Oh, I cursed in the first 3 minutes. This is gonna be demonetized. No, there's no way I would. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I would. I think that this is just so ingrained, like, in my soul to just make content. It's certainly a blessing to be able to, like, have a creative outlet, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got all my P's and Q's. Like, I crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's in my life. I have a kid, beautiful baby, beautiful wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm in great health. And, but having that creative outlet is super important too. And, you know, doing YouTube, creating content and stuff like that is definitely, you can't give it up, baby. Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat, of course. Okay. Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat. And also, if you want more of the Kelly and the baby, you got to go to patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. That is where she's pretty much on it all the time. I think maybe last week she wasn't. Maybe. Sometimes she's sleeping, but usually she's awake and she's like sitting with us and like being all cute and shit, you know? So if you guys want to see more of Amelia, she's going to be on there. But that's patreon.com/everydaycitycarry, and also YouTube channel memberships. You'll have access to those episodes every Sunday as well. Let's go down and see who else is in here. Do we need to chant like a concert for him to come out? I was actually like just looking at TikTok. It was like just being stupid. I'm guessing Ray's joking he's quitting YouTube. Ray also started in the middle of his joke. Oh, really? Because in the recording, I don't think it's like that. I do not think it's like that. Yo, what up, R. Swilla? Shout out to you for coming through today. Let's see who else. The joke failed. Let's talk knives. I'm carrying my brand new Cold Steel Mayhem. Carried the Tactile Knife Co. Rockwall. That's Matt Hoff. Cold Steel Mayhem. What is that? I don't even know what that is, actually. Oh, that's the new one. That's the new one, isn't it? Yeah. Is it the new one? Am I wrong on this? I think I saw this on their Instagram. And I was like, oh, snap. It's a Cold Steel. You know, definitely. Just a giant slab of metal that folds. I fuck with Cold Steel, bro. I like it. I remember I used to have a bunch of them, and then I just sold everything because, you know, it's weird. I sell my entire collection like every year, don't I? Because I sold, remember I was telling you guys that I was going to sell, you know, most of my Kaisers from last year. I sold everything. Everything's gone. I think I have like maybe like less than 10 left of the Kaisers. Now, the new ones, the 2024 ones, I'm kind of just, you know, going to hold on to them because I might have to like make content for them and things like that. Let's see what's going on here. Ian Coates says fastback. Of course, I know what that is now. We got the Spyderco PM3 lightweight crew wear. Literally dropped my Migueron Centurion during my live and split my pinky open. Damn, dude. That's crazy, man. I hope you got that taken care of, bro. We got Benchmade toe tagged out and Kaiser Task. Oh, he bought that Task for me, actually. I gave him the friend a discount on that. Mayhem is a gigantic beast of a knife. Correct. Good ones you got there. Yo, for real, yo. But yeah, I'm carrying a, this is kind of like, I don't think you guys know about this yet, but so this is the Venter. I think that's what it's called. It is $55. You have G10 and it is two locks, actually. I don't know if you guys have seen this. So action's really good. Deployed via the slot. It is a button lock as well as a liner lock. So it's two. So you could use the liner if you want. Or you can just use the button lock. I mean, I like the button lock better, but it's kind of cool that there's two locks in there. 14T28N on the blade, $55. I will have a link eventually. That's kind of like the big announcement, I guess, on this show, is that I went to NYCKS last Friday, right? That's a New York custom knife show. And, you know, just walking around, hanging out, saying hi to all the vendors that I know, you know, Steve Dumchess, Arcane Design, Notorious EDC, Protech, you know, like literally all the brands and everything. And I dropped by the Reich booth. Okay. Now, if you don't know who Reich is, which I'd be very surprised if you didn't, because there are two Chinese manufacturers that are pretty much viewed as like the best, right? I mean, I can definitely say that. I'm sure you all agree with me on that as well. And that would be Riat, who is kind of holding the crown position. And then that would be like Reich immediately right underneath. Because, I mean, you know, if you look at all the stuff that Reich makes, their machining, like some of the stuff that they do is just absolutely insane. I mean, freaking look at this. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. Like insane, bro. Just really insane craftsmanship in like a lot of the stuff that they do. They're also Katuo knives, which is like kind of their, you know, more affordable brand, right? But if you, so, you know, I'm just going over there to just like say what up, right? Let's go to a Reich page actually right now. Let's go to Reich Knife, reichknife.com. All right, so let's go to product. Let's do Reich knife right here. And we're just gonna, I mean, look at this. Like, just look at this fucking lineup, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the big boys, bro. You know what I mean? Look at this fucking lineup, dude. Just the front page, man. Just absolute beauty, right? Absolute beauty on that. Just insane. And I go to the booth, right? I go to the Reich booth. I always stop by to see them. My girl, Kelly, has bought, like, you know, some of the smaller, like, scarab-looking stuff that they sell. And something was different this time, I guess. You know, something was different with your boy, I think. Because the guy is, like, he goes like this to me, the Reich guy. I think his name is, like, Tim or something. And he was like, hey... He's like, every time I see your content, it's always Kaiser, Kaiser, Kaiser. Like, how come you don't do Reich? I'm like, he's like, do you work exclusively with Kaiser? And I said, no. Right? I said, no. And I said, all you need to do is ask. Like, you guys never asked me. And let me tell you something right now, bro. They just kept giving me stuff. Like, my bag was full, dude. I didn't have a huge, like, I had a sling bag. And he was just giving me, he was like, hey, take like, that's how I got this. He was like, hey, take this one. And, you know, we got some fire stuff from Reich and Katuo knives, like, lined up now. Because your boy works with him now. Yo, Mark Ridgewell was there. And, dude, that was the wildest thing. I have never felt more like a content creator influencer guy than that moment, because it was in person. I was checking this out right here, the TS-01P. These are the scissors. I'm sure you've seen this on Metal Complex's. Let's go to Katuo. I wonder if Katuo has the same shit. Because I think Katuo is hosted. Let's see this. What the fuck is going on here? Okay. Wow. It says not secure. When I went to recognize, it said not secured. Yo, that's crazy. Let's do this. Go to Rike. Let's see what they have there. I'm just going to go to folders. Yeah, this is way faster. So they had the scissors, right? Did they have the scissors here? And I was checking them out, and how come I... Yo, give me the fucking scissors, bro. What the fuck? I don't know why the scissors... Damn, the scissors aren't here. Anyway, so I was playing with the scissors, and the guy's like, you know, riking it up. He's like showing me... You know what I mean? He's like showing me like how to do the knife fighting with it. And I'm like, yo, you know, chill. But like, yeah, man, he just kept giving me stuff, bro. And I couldn't believe it, yo. I could not believe it. It was insane, man. So they hooked me up. Is Rake also said Rike? No, this is pronounced Rake. They've actually confirmed that. Ray looked more Rike than the Rike guy. I mean, I don't know if you saw what I look like, guys. I look mad funny. Like, y'all know, like, what I dress like and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was wearing the kicks, and I was being all silly and all that. Maybe I could show it to you guys right now. Hold on. Give me a second, bro. Give me a second right now. Give me a second. Boom, let's go to my page on the Instagram. It is which one is it? Which video is it? It's this one right here, right? Yeah.
Went to NYCKS, the New York Custom Knife Show, and saw a ton of crazy knives, but I'm going to show you what I brought to the show personally. And this was the fit for the day.
That's what I look like. You mean to tell me that Rike looks like this guy? Yo, for those of y'all just listening to this on the audio version, and shout out to you guys, because I met some of you at the show. You were like, you have a great show, by the way. You know, they listen to the audio version. I'm wearing a Last Ninja shirt, the Last Ronin shirt. It's called the Last Ninja. They changed it from Last Ronin, which is a Ninja Turtles thing. And I'm wearing the Last Ronin shirt. It's black and red. I'm wearing the red, it's the Strawberry Coughs SB Dunk High from Nike. Red G-Shock, and I just look insane. You know what I mean? With some like cargo pants or something, you know? But I definitely do not think of Rike when I see this guy. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is what I look like at the show. And I just want it to be like, I mean, I do dress like this all the time. So I want it to be a little bit loud so people would come up to me and say hi. I got to meet Stabby Stokes, which is really cool. I didn't get to meet a lot of people I didn't know though. Yeah. All right, that's enough of that. Oh man, these shoes are so fire though. These shoes are so fire. I look at shoes a lot, but I'm trying not to do it right now because I don't want to spend money. And I'm like doing my taxes this week. And oh my God, your boy's gotta pay. Your boy's gotta pay.
And they make the frogs gay. They make the frogs gay.
God damn it. I have to pay my parking taxes. So, you know, it's cool. Like, I have the money. I've been saving up all year to, like, pay it off. But gonna be take a huge chunk out of my spending money. You know what I mean? Gonna take a huge chunk out of it, baby. So, yeah, it's not gonna be good. But I'm doing that this week. When can we expect a collab? What do you mean, like a collab? What do you mean, a collab? What do you mean? What do you mean? You know what's funny? I'm being mad disrespectful to you guys right now. I'm checking if something I was waiting to be delivered got delivered. It's mad. It did. Okay. Damn, I should have fucking got it. God damn it. It's new stickers, actually, guys. Did I show you guys? Did I tell you that I'm going to have new stickers? Did I show that to you guys? Am I crazy? My four loco right now? Am I? Did I show that to you guys? Let me see if I can. Here we go. So we are having, I got new stickers made. And it was designed by Colorful Filth of Monko Knives. And there it is, dude. And you know, he turns everything into a zombie. So there's your boy, Zombie Ray, right there. Carrying a Kaiser Comet. You know what I mean? I even got the kicks, dog. Look at that. I even got the kicks, baby. Damn. You got the zombified Ray right there. So if you're a Patreon member, you will get the stickers, of course. Every time I make a new sticker, you guys just get it. So I'm going to mail that to you guys. I'm just going to put a little announcement in the Patreon page. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe just put them in like little giveaway bags and stuff like that. But I am going to get those made. I'll probably get shirts made as well. The design is like kind of fire, you know? Design's kind of fire, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's me. You know what I mean? He's wearing an Everyday City Carry shirt. Look. So I'm probably going to do some merch or something like that. But I want to do more stuff like that this year. Like merch stuff. Just be an actual creator, bro. You know what I mean? I'm always kind of just hanging out and chilling and like being, you know, but I got to make moves sometimes. Let's go down a little bit. With matching knife, correct. I did have matching knives as well. Was there a red and black knife to match? I did have that. Let's see.
So I did wear my Nike SB Dunk High Strawberry Coughs. Love this little guy. Main knife. This is the Arcane.
The Praetheon in red and black.
Design Praetheon. Absolutely awesome.
That's awesome.
And actually, the only knife I bought out of the whole show was the Arcane Design Plexus.
More on that later. I do have the Plexus out right now to show you guys.
In the left pocket, I had the...
This is my favorite, like, red knife right now, is the Quibbit. Like, I absolutely love it. Just love it so much.
VV Quibbit, I just love this color combination right here. I've been asked about this G-Shock, and I'll...
That's the G-Shock, you know?
Put the exact model.
G-Shock is G7900A for you audio listeners.
On top. I did bring these two Kaiser Denim knife rolls, because you always do a little bit of a show and tell with your boys when you eat lunch. And in those rolls, I had the new Kaiser Militar.
I brought this because Fox and everyone wanted to see it.
With the Purple Haze Fat Carbon. And the amazing polished DLC on the blade. Also brought the Kaiser Beyond. This thing has...
Get the gist. I mean, watch the video. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. It's pretty long. Watch the video if you want to check it out on my Instagram. let's keep going and see what y'all are saying in here. Yeah, no, looking at shoes. Yeah, dude, I spent like $700 on shoes in like 1 week. It was not good. Got my taxes done, didn't owe. 100% your boy owes, because I didn't pay taxes all year. That's what it is being a freelancer is you just pay at the end of the year. I'm going to do quarterly this year. That's going to be the smart move. Are you using Filipino footwork? I don't know what Filipino footwork is, like Manny Pacquiao. Yo, what's up? That's my boy Stevie right there. He actually gave us like a little onesie type thing. It says Wu-Tang is for children, but Amelia like grew too fast and like was too big for it. Yo, shout out to Stevie, man. We've got, who else is in here? Not looking at shoes is like me telling Bride I'm not buying a knife. We know you're looking at those shoes. I am, yo. I am. I'm already looking. Kelly bought a Protec Malibu, right? I don't know if you guys saw this. Oh, man, I don't know if I can show this on my stream. I might get flagged for copyright. I don't care. You know what? Let's just do it. I don't know if you guys saw this. It has like a really dope... I don't do like musical posts that much. But this, yo, the remix in this shit is like too fire, bro.
Hold up. Be thinking we solve, we don't.
That's what Kelly bought right there. The Protec Malibu, Tiffany Blue, Dragon Scale. This was the show exclusive at NYCKS this year. This is one of the knives that Reich bought for me, and the reason why I'm pausing is so I don't get demonetized. Like, sorry, I know the fucking I know the song is a bop, bro, but I gotta chill, you know? The song is a bop, but I'm gonna get demonetized. So this is one of the things that they gave me. It's crazy. Yeah, the fixed blade. I'm gonna talk more about that. That is from, yo, the story behind that fixed blade, Garcia Bladeworks. This dude is a custom knife maker in the Bronx, bro. In the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he just goes out to like his shed in like the backyard or something and he makes insane knives. So Kelly actually bought that fixed blade as well. Like I only bought the Plexus. Boy got that as well. Fire, right? Pretty fire. So that's a little sneak peek of what I got from Reich. Kind of insane. Really, really insane. We all want to be zombies. zombie. You guys ever seen the Korean zombie retire from UFC? I know Mark H has. That shit almost made me cry, bro. That shit almost made me cry. So he lost his like last fight in the UFC. And then everyone in the crowd is singing zombie. And his wife is hugging him. He's crying. He knows he's never going to be the champion. And like, I fucking almost cried, bro. Like straight up. Plexus looks like a transformer. That is a good comparison, actually. And this is the Plexus that I have right here. It is also in Tiffany blue. Kelly and I did not plan that. Did not plan that. This is a knife that I've always wanted in the collection. It is not super functional, in my opinion. Yes, it'll cut things. Yes, it'll, you know, pierce packages, cut open cardboard, whatever, like the stuff that I do with it. But this is a knife that I just want because it's so goddamn cool, dude. I mean, this is just this silhouette right here. Like, I've wanted this in the collection for a long, long time. You know, it's just things have just never aligned. And this time they did. This time they did, man. This thing is so freaking awesome. I really like it. The Plexus. So what the story with this is, I wanted the purple one with the black blade. This is the all black, blue, all black version. Shout out to Elijah Isham, RIP Elijah Isham. So this is that knife. And so Israel, the guy from Arcane, sorry, somebody's messaging me, fucking fucked up my head. Israel from Arcane Design was like, yo, if you buy this, like, I'll just send you the purple kit. And I'm like, you mean to tell me if I buy this? And it was cheaper at the show. It was $380 at the show. And on the website, it's $405. So there was a big discount as well. Am I glad that I bought it? Yeah. So this is one of those knives that I'm probably never going to get rid of. It's just going to be in the collection. So when I do show and tell with friends and stuff and have knife meets, like, this is just going to be a thing that's going to be in there. But now I'm thinking, like, yo, since he's going to give me the purple kit, can I like mix and match it? So it'll be like Tiffany blue and purple, dog. You know what I mean? What? Yeah, it's awesome. Magna cut steel, by the way, on the blade. It's crazy. But yeah, that's why I have these. The Katuo Venter is because Reich said, hey, it was basically like, yo, we like your shit. Why don't you make content with us? And I'm like, I bet. And they just gave me mad knives. Like, whoa. And I look mad good in front of my boys, in front of the NYC boys. They were all there. And they were like, yo, Ray's just, they just giving him mad shit. Mark Ridgewell says, show was kind of light this year. I'm going to say that. Yes, I agree with you. Because, like, if you think about who wasn't there, Vero Engineering. And also Null Knives wasn't there. And they were like, to me, in my opinion, I looked at their shit a lot last year. You know, the show's a small show. It's not like Blade Show Atlanta, which we are going, by the way. So we're going to, and by we, Kelly is actually going as well. So if you see me at Blade Show Atlanta, I'll be with Kelly. Kelly's mom is going. She's going to be taking care of Amelia. So, you know, it's going to be pretty lit. So we'll be in Atlanta as well. So you could, you know, check me out there. And Kelly is coming. said that Malibu is fire. That's what that's what Matt Hoff said. So today is April Fool's Day, and I did grab some links of some funny April Fool's stuff that I saw today, and I got some other stuff in the Informer segment as well. Anything you wish you grabbed? I mean, I really wanted that Plexus, and I got it. Maybe something from maybe I should have gotten a Demco, or maybe something from like TRM. I checked out the TRM booth, and there was if you see in the video, actually, there is a, hold on, let me see if I can fucking play this shit. Let's see if I can do it, dog. Let's see. I'm just going to show it to you. There is a Blue Rose. Oh, there's no way I'm going to get it. Right there. You see, I wanted this, right? Because like, you know, my girl's, my daughter's name is Rosie, and this would be a little cute thing right here. This is a TRM Atom. They don't do this titanium anymore. They usually do like a little pattern on it. So the lady told me, it wasn't Marianne, it was a different lady from TRM. That they don't do it this way anymore. So this would be one of the last models that they did like this. So it's a titanium TRM Atom. Bro, it was $500. It was $500. Let me tell you something right now. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Oh, we got a dono from my boy Zach. Don't leave us. Yeah, it was $500, and I just went like this. Nah. You know what I mean? Serial Hobbyist, what's up, man? It was nice meeting you at NYC Chaos. Oh, wait, were you the guy sitting with, like, the Tri-State Boys? Were you, is that who you were, bro? Or were you the Lucifer guy? Because there was a guy near the elevator, and he was like, bro, I'm Lucifer. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, what up? I forgot he said something to us that, like, we were talking about something. And then he said something. And then, like, I could tell that he was a fan of the channel. And he was like, I'm Lucifer. Metal Complex calls me Lucifer. And I was like, oh, yo, what up? But yeah, Serial Hobbyist, man. You know, good to meet you. I'm thinking you're the guy that was sitting... the Lucifer. I was thinking that you're the guy that was sitting with like the Tri-State like knife group people. Yo, Anissa, what's up, man? What's up? Thank you for coming through. Let's keep going down here. If loving an Nkosi is wrong, I don't want to be right. I like the Nkosi, man. I like it. Let's keep going down here and see what's going on. It's for sale, $375. PayPal friends and family. What's for sale? The Nkosi. Oh, shit. Shout out to Zach. I already talked about this, but thank you so much for the dono, bro. Zach Stuff, one of the OG content creators on YouTube. Great content. He knows a fuck ton about Benchmade, I'll tell you that much. MC's top five was great. What do you mean top five? We might have to talk about that Nkosi, Nathan. I guess, man, you guys making deals, bro. Oh, we got my boy Steve. I think he's putting his boys down right now. And by down, I mean putting him to sleep, not like taking him out, you know? let's keep going then. I was the big bald guy that you met by the right table. Oh, shit. Okay. That was crazy, bro. That shit with Reich. Anybody going to Lehigh Valley Knife Show next weekend in PA? I will not, but I know you'll see guys like Lefty. I'm sure is going to that. Knife Nuts, Levon is going to be there, I'm sure. Let's keep going down here. First time sitting down all day, legs are jello. Dude, you're going to have jack legs, dude. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, so let's look at some of this stuff here that I have. Let's look at some of that stuff. Oh, first of all, my friend made a funny video for April Fools, and it's pretty hilarious. I do a little cameo in it. Let's see if we could... check it out here. I'm so sorry addressing the allegations. It's EDCNC. Let's check it out a little bit. What the fuck? He's on the toilet.
So, this is a hard video for me to make. It has, it's been a rough past 24 hours. Really past rough week, but really over the past 24 hours, a lot of stuff has came to light, and a lot of people have been saying a lot of things about me that, well, it's bad. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to say it. It's bad. Things that I wouldn't want anyone to know. Things that are, you know, bring my moral figure into question.
Damn, this things is deep. That have
made some of my best friends turn against me. And, you know, I really regret what I did. And but I mean, you can't, you know, you can't change things.
This is like, you
can't go back and redo them.
Pretty fucking deep, dude.
The allegations that came out, they're hurtful. If I could go back and redo it, I would.
Whoa.
Can't even stand to talk about it.
Whoa, dude.
The fact that you guys had to find out about it this way is really just, this is not the way I wanted it to happen.
Oh, wow. Everybody's cameo is way longer than mine. Mine is like fucking 10 seconds or something. Oh, wait, did he use mine?
Videos that I'll throw use mine, right now, dude. Some of my best friends turned against me. I'll put those up right here.
What a crazy 24 hours. Woke up this morning to hear the allegations against Sam. You know, we've been, yeah, good buddies. In fact, my second child, her middle name is Sam, after Sam. And hearing these allegations this morning, I always assumed that he was a stand-up kind of guy. The guy that would be crazy.
Scroll back, let's scroll.
I can't believe I'm making this video. Like, I've known Sam for, like, goodness, 10 years now. I never thought he was capable of this.
Damn, dude.
To do those things and to say those things and to double down on it, like, I thought he was smarter than that. You think you know somebody.
I could not believe it. I can't believe what he did to them.
Yo, do you guys want to know exactly what I said? So I actually, like... I'm gonna show you the whole video, bro. So he asked me to make that, and he was gonna do this little thing, but let me just show you like what exactly I did. Here you go, right here. Hold on a second, man. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck is going on here? Oh, where's the... How come I can't, like, play this? All right, I'm going to do it this way. Fuck this. This is being stupid. Sorry, technical difficulties, my friends. Oh, it's because my headphones are hooked up. I'm stupid. All right, here we go. So this is actually what I said.
I can't believe what he did to that man's butt.
But he cut it off, bro. He cut it off. He cut off the butt part. You know what I'm saying?
I could not believe it. I can't believe what he did to that man's butt.
Oh, snap. And he was like, yo, that's too specific, bro. All right, let's keep going down. Did he come out as a Duke fan? Salty corn. What the fuck? Yeah, man, he's just doing a funny thing. Let's do some of the Instagram stuff that people did today. But before we do that, like, did you all see this? Okay, did you all see this? This is a post that Metal Complex did yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this. Okay, I gotta stop that. So he posted this, and it just says, there's like a like little emoji thing, and then it says, what is this, right? And it looks like knife schematics, right? And look, I know I'm friends with him. I don't have any information, but it seems like Metal Complex is coming out with a knife, from judging from this post. This is like pretty lit, and I thought that was like, since, you know, I do think he is the biggest content creator, at least the highest earning, in my opinion, right now. Pound for pound, highest viewership is Metal Complex. It's kind of crazy that he's making a knife. It took pretty long time. Nick Shabazz had a very funny video today as well. All right, we will definitely check that out. We're going to do Nick Shabazz video. So, I mean, let's start it right now. This is the Informer segment. All right, so let's check it out. Let's do the... this is one from the Blade HQ. I'm sure you guys saw this one today.
Knife at home when you fly. Are you sick of getting your beloved cutting tools confiscated by TSA? Introducing the brand new Benchmade Air Out, the perfect knife for the airborne EDC-er. Featuring the same ergonomics as the beloved Bug Out, this knife has a razor-sharp blade made of pure air. This offers superb edge retention and off-the-charts toughness, and can do all of your EDC tasks, like opening boxes, slicing rope, and so much more. Get so your dumb. Air Out today.
What the fuck?
Are you tired of leaving your knife at home when you...
I'm glad that they do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right? Ray, Everyday City Carry, what day were you at NYCKS? I was looking for you. I was there on Friday only, D-Metal. So if you weren't there on Friday, I wasn't there. Look, a bug out I can afford, bro. All right, let's check out the next one I have here. This one is actually not knife related, but I thought it was really, really well done. It's from IGN, and it's for the Virtual Boy Switch. Nintendo Virtual Boy. Look at this. Bro. This is so fake, yo. It's kind of lit, though.
How many times do I have to tell you?
So dumb. So dumb, dude. Very well done, though. I really like that one. Of course, like literally every single page like did something. And you know, in the honor, in the tradition of April Fools, we'll watch some of them right now. Look at this Spyderco spork, bro. Did you guys see this? Crafted from Magnascus. Hand forged Magna Cut LC200N H2 Damascus, the business end of the all new Spider Spork. Proudly features our trademark round hole for one hand opening and easy portion control. So stupid, dude. This is so stupid, bro. Right? That's so stupid. That's a funny one. There's another one, though, that surprised me. I don't know if you guys saw this one. This one surprised me, yo. Check this out right here. Yo, check this out. It's from Boker, dude. What the hell? What the fuck? Yo. I can't believe that they actually made that shit. Like, good on you, Boker. You know what I'm saying? Like, For real, you know? Because it's not like, you know, we shout Boker, like, from the mountaintops, like it's the shit or something, you know? But, yo, it's fire that they did that. That's really amazing. That's really amazing that they did that. I'm very happy with that. There was a stupid one. And I was like, yo, y'all aren't even true. Like, do you see how well done that was? Did you guys see the K-Bar one? It's so bad. It's so bad. I don't even think. No, I don't think it's a real thing, Mark H. But I would buy it just because it's so dumb. Look at K-Bars, bro. I mean, what? Are y'all even trying? Like, new product release, the energy bar. Is this supposed to be some type of, like, yeah. The recession has hit us all hard on Earth. After many years of R&D, we're excited to publicly announce the release of the energy bar, a blend of traditional Earth weaponry and extraterrestrial efficiency. Why should capitalism be limited to Earth? If you're looking for an edge, look no further than the energy bar. I mean, it's like somebody did this in like Microsoft Paint or something. I know it's a Halo reference, okay, Ian Coates. I'm just saying, like, the amount of, you know what I mean? Coming from like what Boker did to this shit, like, I'm like, bro, like, you didn't have to do that, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Stop the cap.
What is that? It's the shit that the elites carry in fucking Halo. I know that because I just watched the show and Kelly and I play Halo Infinite, but that's what it is. But yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? Just don't do it instead, you know? Just don't do it instead, bro. That shit was not great. That was not great, dude. It was not great. Probably D2. Probably D2. Let's check out Garcia knives, because that's like what I think, like, we bought like 5 fucking knives from that table. Garcia Bladeworks, my bad. So this is the guy, the Bronx guy. Oh shit, did Steve win this? Is this the one that Steve won? Oh fuck, I think it is. So my boy, Steve, I think this was, this had a lotto, I believe. And I think this is the one that he won. Mark Ridgewell, this is the one, right? Oh, fucking sick, dude. That's our knife, baby. This is it. This is so sick. Let me tell you something right now. So this wood right here is called Elder Box Burl Wood, I think is what it's called. Let me double check on that. And I've come across this wood before. Yeah, so it's called Box Elder Burl Wood. And the way that this thing, like, has to look like that is, like, the tree kind of gets a disease. And it gets all fucked up. And it develops, like, this weird shit on it. And it's a pretty, like, high-end, like, item. And then what this is Box Elder Burl Wood, right? And then he dyed it. He dyed it. And it's, like, really sick. I mean, it looks amazing. Kelly fell in love with it. She's like, yo, it looks like a peacock, heavy on the cock. And we bought that shit. She bought that shit, actually. It was fucking $380. It's not cheap. But this is a guy, these are handmade, right? Handmade by some dude in the Bronx. We had to get that shit. We spent a lot of time with him, you know? This is some of the other ones there. There was one that he didn't show it. There was one that looked so fucking insane, dude. And I don't think he had, man, his knives are amazing, yo. Straight up. Look at all these fixed blades. These are all handmade custom fixed blades. They're so sick, bro. This guy just makes them in the Bronx. He's been doing it for like, he's been doing on and off for like 3 or 4 years. This guy definitely has a future. And he told Fox he's going to get into folders soon and shit. I can't wait, bro. Yeah, he's just fire. Just beautiful, beautiful stuff, man. Really, really like it. I'm very happy that, because, you know, there were a lot of fixed blades at the show, and I wasn't so crazy about like everything that was there. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be honest about that. But, you know, seeing this table like made me feel stuff. I was like, oh shit, these are fucking cool, you know? Because I'm not super into customs. You guys know that, you know? I'm just not super into them. I live like 2 blocks from Holt Blade Works. Dope, dude. That's the whole shit with fucking transparent knives and Holt. That was crazy, huh? I don't think I reported on that. The spine whacking controversy. How many of y'all in the chat and in the audio listeners, you can comment on this video. How many of y'all spine whack your knives? Do you guys spine whack this shit? You know what I mean? Because button locks were failing, so like everyone just started spine whacking like every knife and shit. And I do not do that. I definitely do not do that. But how many of y'all in the chat do that? Do you spine whack your knives? Spine whack forever, Mark. Mark Ridgewell. I know this motherfucker spine whacks the knives because when you give him a knife, this is what he does. This is what Mark does. He goes like this. He goes. Definitely does that, yo. He goes. Yo, you know what though? To each their own. You know what I'm saying? Like people be doing that shit. You know, like I know that I'm a casual user. That's why, like, I'm pretty laid back with stuff. But if it feels good in my hand and it can cut cardboard and tape, I'm fine with it when it comes to functionality. You know what I mean? Of course, I like to pay the proper amount for, you know, for what I'm getting. So, you know what I mean? That's what I like to do, you know, when it comes to functionality. I just want to pay the right amount for the materials, and then the has to be able to cut cardboard and do all that stupid shit. But as far as like hard using and like, I don't work with my hands, bro. You know what I'm saying? I guess I do because I go like this. I edit video. I've checked some of mine. It's a lighter test than some. I remember I tested like 12 Kaisers. And I think maybe one of them failed. It was the chili pepper, the old one. But the new one, the Toxic Storm one, didn't fail. You know? Should I spine whack like my fucking flashlights too? D-Metal says, I do not spine whack. Dude, that spine whacking controversy was crazy. Do y'all remember that? Who did that video? G-Ball? Was it G-Ball that did it? I'm going to look for that shit. Let me see how many views it's up to now. Cause I remember it went hard, bro. It went crazy. I think it's G-Ball, right? G-Ball. I'm just gonna write spine whack. Let's see if it finds it. Spin whack. Bro, what am I doing? It's G. Yeah, right here. It is. I mean, yo, he got a big spike in that. Look at that. 13,000 views 4 months ago. And then Neves did the same thing. Spine whack testing over 20 knife locks. Which ones will fail? Look at that. Lock failures. Unbelievable high profile knives have failing locks. Look at this. Let's talk about spine whack. Mad people are doing this shit, yo. Mad people are just spine whacking it, dog. Just spine whacking the shit out of it. I do understand, though. I do understand that I want people out there in the community like G-Ball and Neves and, you know, other testing people to do this kind of stuff because they are protecting people like me. You know what I mean? They're protecting people that are like very casual about it and don't go too deep because, you know, these knife companies could put one over on us. You know, Neves is telling me, he's like, I just don't want that to happen. And then they get lazy. And, you know, then something fucking happens and then safety goes down the drain and shit. So I'm glad that people are out there to do this, you know, because it kind of like keeps them in line, you know, especially a big fucking channel like Neves Knives. You better not fucking fuck around, you know. I spine whacked my task. My new nickname is Stump. The spine whack thing comes around again like bell bottoms. There was a lot of shit given to ZT years ago for their knives failing. What's the most recent spine whack video? Yeah, I mean, you know, he said, do you sharpen your knives? That is that Titanium Justin just asked me that. I have a work sharp sharpener, but I actually do not. I just use a strop. I have like a little wooden strop thing with some green shit on it, and I just like strop my stuff. So I try to keep the original factory edge on it in case I want to sell it. And if I want to resharpen it, I'll just send it to Neves, you know, because he's like the best. You know what I mean? So like, why would I, you know, not fucking, I'd rather just send it to him, you know, which actually shit. I don't know if Neves is listening to this right now. Like, I think Neves has my kitchen knife still. let's see. Never spine whacked a knife, and I used the shit out of my knives. Never had an issue. That's what Mark H. I believe him. He does a lot of work and stuff. Let's keep going down here and see what y'all are saying. Vosteed up their QC over all this, though. And I got to say this, man. I fucking love Vosteed, dude. They've been treating your boy really good. And I think Vosteed kind of just comes out with bangers, like, all the time. Do you guys agree with me on this? Like, in the price points that they play at, like, they do pretty well. They have, like, really cheap stuff. They have, like, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, going all the way up to like past 200. And I think they do pretty fucking good, dude. I think they do pretty fucking good. EDCNC, shout out to you for the dono, bro. We watched a little bit of your video earlier, actually. Your little video today. We watched a little bit of it. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, you already read that. I thought spine whacking died out. No, it's like coming back again, apparently. Neve did all of his ZTs and they all failed. Fuck. That sucks. I wonder if mine will fail. You guys want me to try it? So I only have one ZT now. I only have one ZT, and that is the 0456. Will it fail? Let's see. Nope. Solid, baby. Let me do the Mark Ridgewell on it. Solid, yo. Sinkovich don't play, bro. Sinkovich does not play. Dmitry Sinkovich. That's fire. First knife I ever reviewed
on YouTube.
I don't know why I couldn't talk right there. Let's close this up. All right, let's keep going down here. You're leaving YouTube. No, Evil E, it was a joke. I am not leaving YouTube. It was just April. It's April Fool's today, so that's why I did that. I have had more issues with button stick than failure issues. And this is something that people told me as well. Is that when a button lock has a little bit of stick on it, it's good because that means that it has a proper lockup. That is a new thing that I've learned, is that people like that, you know? If you're selling a locking knife, you should try to provide a lock that doesn't fail. I agree with you on that. True. I spine whacked my Zahn. It failed. Get the fuck out of here. Are you sure? Are you sure, Ian? Your Umnumzan failed. You know what I mean? That little nightshade is fire. Yeah, man. They sent me that new green aluminum one, and I was like, this is fucking sick. I didn't even know they're going to send it to me. Vosteed is like fire now. Like, they just fucking, like, they just send me stuff and, like, don't tell me. I'm like, what the hell? Did you admit you're a Duke fan? That's what people were saying in the chat. I don't get why Vosteed needs a Kickstarter for the new Ankylo or Ankylo. I don't know what it's called. Ankylo? Let's look that up. I'm going to put, let's see. Ankylo. Wow, I cannot spell. Let's see. Nope, it doesn't. Or it's probably named after a fucking dinosaur, isn't it? Ankylosaurus. It's Ankylo then. Because it's not Ankylosaurus. It's a dinosaur, isn't it? Zero whack given. let's keep going down here. To fund without having to take as big of a risk. True that. It's a good tool. You know, it's also, you're also allowed to, you know, you're testing the waters to see, right? Correction, it was his hinderer collection. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I watched that video when Neves was spine whacking the hinderers and like so many of them failed. Love the new releases. Drop my name to them. So Titanium Justin is a new content creator. And, you know, I give him advice on certain stuff. And like, I am the worst person, I think, to take advice from when it comes to being a content creator, because I am under the school of like, wait for them to come to you. But I know that's not the best way. Like, I know that. I went 5 years with literally nothing happening for me. I'm just working sometimes 6 days a week, and then I would still do YouTube. And then, you know, and it just took forever. And it wasn't until, I think last year is when brands started like going like, oh shit, we should pay attention to this guy. But once that happened, you know, it started with Kaiser, and then, you know, everyone came around, like literally every single brand, almost every single brand. So Vivi, we don't fuck with me at all. but you know, it kind of just snowballed. Like more and more people just start hitting you up. Then the flashlight companies started coming and hitting me up. Then other companies started hitting me up. But I think it was, I left little bits and pieces of my channel in different places. I think this is where I went really, where I did really well. Some people will tell you like to focus on one thing, like just YouTube, just Instagram, whatever. I've been trying every single platform. So there's Everyday City Carry on almost every platform right now. And I think it was doing stuff on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Pinterest, on Twitter, like just doing all those things, that more and more brands started to be like, yo, this guy's, you know, doing stuff. Like, yo, what up, you know? But yeah, man, Justin, I'm gonna hit you up. Like, probably, I don't know, I think you said you're gonna get, because Titanium Justin is doing my kicks, by the way, for Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He is an artist. Justin Vassy, if I'm saying your name correctly. So he's doing the custom paint job on the kicks. And yeah, I'll hit you up like probably Wednesday. I think that's when you're going to get the paint. Maybe we'll do that and I'll just like let you know what I'm talking about. I don't know shit though. He was like, hey, I just want to talk shop and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know shit, bro. I don't know anything. You know what I mean? let's keep going out here and see what you all are saying in the bottom of the chat. I don't know why it went all the way back up my chat right now. Let's see. Vossied made a pocket kukri. They started off strong. Genius move by them. Yo, seems logical. He is like the kukri guy. You know what I'm saying? He is the kukri guy, actually. Let me show you something real quick. I made a little thing for him the other day. And let me see if I can find it for you. Yeah. I think I made it on Pixel Lab, right? Where did I put that shit? Pixar? No. Damn, why can't I find it now? Wow, this podcast has come to a screeching halt because I'm doing this. This is not good. I think it's on Pixel Lab. And I know that I made it. And it was so funny. We all laughed when I sent it to him. What the fuck? Where is that shit? Oh, right here. I found it. Right here. This seems logical right here. Check it out. Yo, straight up, my dick is bigger than a kukri. Yo, straight up, dude. That's the meme, yo. Let's keep going down here. It is a dino. They are using dino names now. Yeah, the Ankylosaurus. So it is the Ankylo. It's Ankylo. That's how you pronounce the name. I bought all your other ZTs. Yo, Joshua, you know what's crazy? I was just thinking that when I took out the ZT0456, I was like, is Joshua the guy in Australia or New Zealand or something? I forgot which one. And you know, you had me send the knives to Lefty. I was like, bro, that's crazy. You did buy all my ZTs. That's nuts. Can you drop a link to his channel? Who do you mean? Who do you mean, bruv? Oh, you mean Titanium Justin? I think he means you, bro. He just started, so, you know, I'm going to drop it right now. See if I can find it, bro. See if I can find it, bro. Here it is right now. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, he drops a video like every like 4-ish days or so. This is the video right here. This is his channel right here. Bam. Kabam. I will say this, like, if you are, like, really trying to, you know, like, do this content creator thing, if you're doing it for fun, do whatever you want, bro. That's what I tell people. It's actually, like, YouTube is better when you're just doing it for fun, because you could just make whatever you want, post that shit. You don't care about who's watching it or anything like that. If you're trying to like get into the business of it, it's a little like there's a lot of like little things you got to do, you know. You got to work hard, bro. Like this is a 7-day a week fucking 24/7 kind of gig. Like you're always thinking of shit. Like stuff will happen in your life. Like I was chilling with my daughter, Amelia. And then, you know, I was just hanging out with her and I was like, oh, shit, I should make content where I ask her, like, which sneakers I should buy. And I made that shit. I posted it on Instagram. Just things like that. It's like the content creator brain, like, it doesn't turn off. You know, I know some people, like, shout out to Max Level EDC. He, like, says he doesn't work on weekends. I can't do that. Like, it's like my brain is always like, I should make something today. Like, it doesn't feel good to not create, you know? But it's the most rewarding job I've ever had. I'm not gonna lie. StockX needs to hit you up, bro. I wish. I don't think I will get big enough in time to be able to do that, because there are sneaker pages right now that are like 300,000 followers on YouTube. I follow them. You know what I mean? I dropped it in the chat. Sorry about that. EDCNC. Oh yeah, he's the Vosteed guy. EDCNC is like fucking tight with Vosteed, bro. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on here. He says, sheesh, I was already subbed. I got a Kukri from Kalash with custom laser engraving on the way. That's dope, dude. I think Kukris are fire, but I just don't know what I would do with them. You know what I mean? Dom is a calculated, smart man. We have ADHD and use it to our advantage. We are not the same. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, I want to say is, like, everyone's, like, creator journey, yo, it's not the same, okay? So if I compared myself to my friends all the time, I would get very depressed, because there are a lot of people that have started later than me that have gone further than me. Neve's Knives is included, you know? But what you need to learn, this is so important, is like when your friends succeed, you shouldn't be jealous or envious. Being envious is okay, but no jealousy. You should be inspired. You know what I mean? When I started seeing like Jared and you know, and MC and these guys, I started looking at their numbers and, you know, we talk like money and stuff all the time. Like when I start seeing my friends succeed and make money, like it gives me hope, dude. You know, I think back then, in old YouTube, there was a famine mentality. And I think some of the OGs have it today, where it's like they think it's not fair that these new people are accumulating real estate in this YouTube world. You know, they're doing it with techniques that is not of the old world. And I think, you know, they get upset, you know. You've seen these comments before, you know. And I don't feel that way, even though I'm kind of like not in the first generation of knife YouTube. I'm kind of like maybe the second or third even. I don't feel that way, man. It's like I get inspired. I get inspired when I see my friends do well. And yeah, you know, it took 5 years for something to happen for me. And, you know, now it's like now that stuff has happened, I know the possibility is always there. And I can see actually, like with my own analytics, I'm like, when I'm working harder that week, it really shows. Like you're literally playing a video game. You're playing a video game with analytics. It's like you got to play the game all the time. And the more you play, you'll see it appear. You know what I mean? You'll see it appear. You know, my bad. I got super deep with the content creator talk. I feel like that is what I like talking about so much. But thank you so much, guys, for joining me tonight. You know, shout out to EDCNC for giving us a few laughs. That was pretty funny. And shout out to everyone always hanging out here, bro. You know, I don't have the biggest lives, but the advantage to that is I get to talk to you all very easily, right? And I feel like I'm bringing people of, you know, we're like like-minded when it comes to this hobby. We just like dope shit. We don't fully get immersed into the, you know, a little bit of the psychology and like, not even psychology, like, just, you know, we're not super spec heavy, we're very laid back on this show, which is what I wanted to give EDC people or knife people to a show where we could just chill. Like, we talk about knives, but like, we don't get too heated, you know what I mean? And, you know, shout out to you guys for always fucking coming through and hanging out with me. Much love to everybody, man. I will see you guys next Monday. And remember, every Sunday, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. Get to see me and Kelly. We do reactionary videos, talk about current events. You see the baby a lot there as well. Patreon.com/everydaycitycarry, and also YouTube channel members will also get that. And all the Patreon members, hit me up on the Patreon, and I need your addresses because I'm going to send you the new stickers. All right. This is your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry podcast. Saying peace.